Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
We're back. Guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I am joined by a return guest, Mariah Smith.
Hi.
She is one third of Smith Sisters Live. Sirius XM is the platform. You guys can subscribe there. Great, great show. We're going to talk all about that too. Recent guests include Crystal King Minkoff.
Yes. Minkoff.
Minkoff.
Yeah.
Mike King Dillon from... Yes. I need to know all of this. So Dylan, yes. Dylan Efron from yes. Traders. How is that? Oh my God. Wait, so let's start with Crystal.
Yeah.
Minkoff first, because I think people are like really coming around to her.
I know. And here's the thing. Like, I liked her on the show mm-hmm. and I've told so many people before. I'm like, mm-hmm. I have an issue where one of my favorite housewives is Yolanda Foster. That I love
yeah, you
a
said
housewife
yeah.
that like... gives us what many people would refer to as nothing, but as mm-hmm. something in my soul I love.
Which is lifestyle.
I'm like, this it's is... Like her, why not, you know?
I mean, in terms of, like, the pantheon of, like, how Beverly Hills Housewives, Yolanda's, like, the one I can remember, like, her furniture. Like, I remember, like, yes. her refrigerator or her yes. horses or, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Her turquoise jewelry. Like, yeah.
yeah.
She just had
belt.
Stuff.
She had that is the best
stuff.
Way to put it. That yeah. is so like those little like heart drawings. I feel like she had like yeah. these little square pieces of art somewhere everywhere. And I'm yeah. like, huh, why is that? But no, so Crystal, I remember even after the show when she was dancing to this like hip hop song during the Lovers and Friends canceled event
yeah.
in Vegas.
Wait,
and I was
the,
like,
oh. yeah, I put yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah I was like, oh, Crystal got a little something in her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she's
cooking
she's
with
so
grease.
Chill.
She was
that's
doing
what
dance.
I'm talking about. That's what I was like, okay, well, I like her. I'm like, so I loved her vibe. And as a millennial, yeah. my sisters
she's
and I
the
were
very
like,
millennial housewife.
She's so millennial and so like a fun millennial, which is yeah. why I think that was sort of hard for her to relate on the show because that's not their demographic.
She's a festival girly, like, you know, she's that girl, like, she's at the yeah. day party. She's at the day party, like, turning up.
Exactly.
That's really weird they didn't showcase that part of her because that's what that show really needs. But we're going to get into all that.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, I think people are coming around to her right mm-hmm. now, I think specifically. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about the Garcelle of it all. I want to hear your opinions. I'm sure
yes,
you have many
I
about
do.
It.
I do.
Dylan Efron was on
mm-hmm.
recently.
Mm-hmm. Love
but
him.
Did you get an interview with him or did your sister?
We all did.
Oh, you don't.
And it was
okay,
virtual.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah. He was in New York. We were in LA. But when I because
I heard he's stinky.
No,
he's cute, but he don't shower.
Like, I know. I know what you've been hearing and you've been saying about the showers. I know.
Yes.
He's one I'll give a pass because he looked like he smelled good. And Boots on the okay. Ground in New York said uh-huh. he smelled good.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give
all
him
right.
That.
It's not summer yet though.
It's
so
not,
we go check back. Go check back in July.
We'll find the hottest day of the year and go have someone get eyes on him.
I would still like, even in the heat of summer, even if he is smelly Dylan, I'll still take it over sucking Jesse Solomon's toe.
Okay. Can I say
that? And we're going to get into all of that too. I just get ahead of myself, but yeah, what?
I met Jesse the other day.
Oh.
Jesse and West,
they are everything.
Perfect men. Okay.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
You know, I'm a West apologist a little bit.
I am too. I'm now fully. West has done no wrong. West has done no wrong. I think they. I get it. For both West and Jesse. So.
The intense hate for West, it's like, I just keep saying, I'm like, have you guys met white straight men? Like, this is really what they be doing. Like,
yeah. And he's trying to like apologize for it, which they usually don't.
Yeah. And it's just, y'all are giving him fever about it. It's like, just leave this man alone. He's not even that smart. Like, just let him do. I mean, not dumb.
I know.
I like his politics too. He's like, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's, but then it's also
outspoken
like,
about
the bar. And no, this is not directed at West, but it's so funny that the bar is on the it's like the fact that the mark
it's down there at the Titanic
is that he has millionaires sense. Yep. I'm like that. It's like that is so sad for us that we're like he, you know, he thinks women should have rights. He's a great guy. It's like, oh my god, what's happened to the world? That's the least of the issues.
He's cute. You're not getting me off of
he's
him.
So
I'm
cute.
Sorry.
And he's tall. I'm like, come on.
Wait, Jesse or West? Because West isn't that tall. Oh, West is tall?
West is like 6 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting to know. Okay. Yeah, it makes you think a little bit more. Things that make you go,
I mean, he's tall. Okay.
And where did you meet them?
On our show. We interviewed them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be.
More reasons to be subscribing to Smith Sisters Live, SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
Any other guests coming up besides him?
We have a lot of fun ones coming up. Oh my god, I can't quite say just yet. Okay. But recently we've had, if you like Sister Wives, we've had some of the Sister Wives on there.
Yeah.
We've had I'm trying to think. We do more interviews than we used to ever do, and like that's now a big chunk of our show, which we love. So it's truly anyone we are obsessed with and who we actually talk about and want to have on the show or in our circle. It's like we don't interview anyone just because it's a good booking. Like if we're not fascinated in them, we're not interviewing them. Like we interviewed, I love the Big Comfy Couch, and we interviewed Allison Court, who was the Lunette on the Big Comfy Couch. It was a children's show back in the day.
I've heard of this, but I don't know.
That's the type of stuff we're into. It's like if we're obsessed and you could catch us on a whim being able to speak extemporaneously for 45 minutes on it, that's who we're interviewing.
I love that. That should be the way it is.
That, and so that's, that's, you know, it. So that's our system.
I'm already know that I'm going to title this episode 37 Minutes in Heaven.
Oh God. Oh God. What do you think about Emeril?
Should we get into it right now?
Let's get it. I need to talk to you about these people.
Okay. Well, first off. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Summerhouse, Emeril, let's start with him. I call him community dick around here. Cause that's all he's giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird with him. Like I was really trying to give him a chance.
But
by this episode, I was like, okay, it's getting weird. It's giving extreme sex freak weirdo.
Exactly.
And
this is like,
and I'm pretty sex positive in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't want a man in my home. I don't
same.
However,
if
you want to be, if you get bitches, we get it. Like, that's your thing. You want to be like, it's getting weird. I need you to like have one night where you just go home.
I told my sisters, I was like, I think this man signed up for the show for the bed just because he knew he would have
a bed
to take people. He knew women would be more enticed by him because they saw cameras, and it would just be an easier win all across the board.
I hate to diagnose, but it's giving compulsion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like sex is cool. Don't get me wrong. Sex can be fun. Yeah. He doesn't like dick, but like it's like enough. All right. I'm kind of like getting weirded out.
On national
television? Sucking and fucking, you have to put every single episode you put in the towel over the thing.
Oh god. When
you get a little too
When we first saw his weekend? Little naked body on the edge of the bed where the piece of the thing didn't cover this camera, I said, now you're just embarrassing yourself. Now you look like a bum fool.
It's just, I don't know enough about you, and I know too much about you. And it's like, And also, it's bad when like they just stop showing the girls at this point. The
That's
production
the
don't even
thing.
bother
Yeah,
showing
we don't
them. They
even need to
just
give you a press release or
you just see the door
release. Like,
close.
yeah, we don't even see a heel. We don't even see a scrunchie, a little bit of hair. It's just know there's a girl behind him, a girl or two.
It's like almost, and this kind of is like in a Fire Island situation too. Every because there's like houses where, you know, I'll go with my friends, but then there's sometimes houses where like it'll be seven people and six of them are friends, and then one of them is like the friend of who's like, I don't know how he, you know what I mean? And that's what Emerald's giving. It's like he signed up for Airbnb, and it just ended up being the summer house, and he
And he
was
was like,
like,
oh,
oh, well,
okay.
anyways, I'm gonna bring bitch some, so I don't
And
care.
like, even
It's
the
like,
fact that he drives his motor or rides his motorcycle to and from the city and they take his bags. This man is not about the show or what the group is doing. He's on his own. And I'm telling you, it was the easiest and cheapest and most logistical way for him to get to and from the Hamptons
and escape
with a
if he needs
bed and
to.
escape. And I'm like, this guy, he being on TV is the least of it. That's the least of it.
It's interesting because for me, I think the casting for Summer House is so important. I think it's honest, it feels more important than even Housewives, right? Because
100%.
I think it's so hard, and when you mix the dynamic of men and women, and especially within that age bracket of like, I mean, well, it does really range because you have elder millennials.
That are
I
pushing
hate that
it.
term.
They're
Yeah,
pushing it.
I know. But then you also have like the Lexis, who's like literally Love Island adjacent. I mean, it's
I
like there's
mean, where did they
that's
get
too young for me,
her?
I don't know.
She
But
at
it's
where? I mean, I was gonna say, where's
Paige
her
is the
mama? But
sweet
we've
spot.
seen her and we know. Ooh. Paige
Paige's
is the
age
sweet
group.
Paige, Sierra. It's like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think of the guys, the sweet spot are West and Jesse. The
Yes, for
girls,
sure.
Paige, Sierra, and Amanda. I think
Yeah.
that is a great mix. But also, I've been thinking recently, I'm like, the Summer House people, they film the least of any of the Bravo shows, but give us the same amount of content and more like true to life content
I think
because
they
it's
film for
like
longer hours too.
they
Like, I
do,
mean,
but they have like, yes, it's technically 24 hours, whatever, but it's like you're not, you don't, you know, a full week is going to be a Housewives episode and you have this amount of weeks. They are being filmed. Maybe if they have something in the city during the week, yes, we'll see them, or it's like a one-off, but then it's 3, 4 days and some of them miss weekends and it's like they have to get together very comfortable quick because you have this tight turnaround of building connections.
And Lexi has not done the work, in
No,
my
she's
opinion.
not.
I
Have you
mean,
heard her
there's a rookie
podcast?
mistake. No, what's it called?
Oh my God.
Is it her and her
It's,
family?
yes, the one
Of
with her
course, I
and her
didn't even. I
mom.
just like, yeah, of
Yep.
course, her
Her
party and
mom and her
mom.
sister, 6 to 9 or something, 6 and 9, I don't know.
What?
She is talking about Jesse and the house. Basically said that
Oh, she's talking shit.
they suffer from being too emotionally intelligent. So speaking to people who are emotionally unintelligent makes them look bad and makes them become misunderstood because people who aren't as emotionally intelligent as them don't know how to communicate. It is a
Okay.
fascinating listen.
I might have to just listen to one. I don't, I mean, listen, I might just skim over, but
I
I'm not
was just
enjoying
skimming
her. She's
through. I'm not.
miscast. And I
I'm
tried.
not.
She's
And she only has like
perfect.
one conventional look, two maybe. Now we've already seen like three or four in some people, but I'm tired of that
Stop
orange
hiring
top.
models. We need
Please.
like business people, or dare I say CEOs. I don't like Danielle, but I do like that when we have people with like normal 9 to 5 jobs that come,
Does
because then
she
they
though?
really. No, she doesn't. No, but I think when it started, right?
Yeah,
Given
you would
the
see
kind
them
of,
working and like
yeah,
even
I
two
need someone like
seasons
that.
ago,
I
they
don't
were doing
want.
like lover boy work at the house.
I need that kind of vibe. I need that kind of girl. Lexi bothers me because this type of person in general, like who comes in and cuddles up to someone, it's like, don't blow your load. That's for lack of better. Just like, can we get to know the people and the girls first? It seems like she hasn't even built any friendships with the girls. But I don't know, I'm not there. But also the girls are definitely plotting her downfall. Because
Why do
how
you think?
Amanda, you are married to a serial cheater and you're trying to set up this man to cheat on his girl that she's Amanda, really?
I think they truly are like, are you together? Because he said himself, we've been on one date, one or two maybe outside of the house. Like, you're not. You can say you're as exclusive as you want to be, but if you only see each other literally at work, what are we doing? What are we doing? So it's to me, it's different.
Definitely different. I mean, but it's just like, I mean, they know that they're sleeping in the same bed. I mean, they're definitely hunching. That's for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. She said until they're exclusive. I don't know. We'll
Oh,
see.
we'll see. I don't know about all that. But so she's not working out for me. Emerald's not
No.
working out.
Bailey's
Jussie
not
is
working
definitely gonna
out. Remember
Bailey. Oh
her?
no, yeah, she's
Yeah,
gone. She's gone. Yeah,
I
she's
love it
out.
that she just disappeared.
Completely disappeared. I was going to make a point about, oh, Jussie.
Jesse.
I think we're like 2 seasons away from him being a complete villain. Something's gonna
Why?
happen. I just feel it. He feels like perfect reality TV in that he
Yeah.
is performs when he needs to. He's definitely always shaking the table. And
Yeah.
also, I would be pissed off if I was Lexi because every time he's talking about her, it's to someone else, it's to the other girls. He's talking about
Yes.
her to everyone in the house.
Yes.
She's gonna eat him up. When she shows up at the reunion, I don't
Oh
really
my
like her very
God.
much, but I'm sorry, fighting
I
him
mean,
with
yeah.
my words isn't enough. I would have to fight him on the stage at the
Because
reunion.
here's that, I mean, and you're so true. And I'm like, I don't begrudge with Sierra and with Lexi. I'm like, if a woman tells you these are her boundaries and this is what she wants, that's her
That's
right
that.
and have at it. But if you not agreeing with it or you being like unsure, that's not a her issue, that's a you issue. And if you're not sure, then leave the situation. Like, you're making it seem like she's forcing your hand and whatever. That's not the case. I also think Jesse, I think he's good. He has good intentions, but I think he's afraid to give his true opinions on things because whatever area he's in, that's whose side he's on. Like, if he's talking to Sierra, he's like, yeah, you're right. Wes should have done X, Y, and Z. If he's talking to Wes, he's like, I know she should get over it. Like, there's no like streamline POV, in my opinion.
And with Sierra, I mean, she should have been fucked him. I'm sorry. She should have done it months ago to just to piss off Wes. If you hate him that much, fuck his
I want
friends.
Sierra
I'm
and Jesse
sorry.
together so bad. I'm awful. I need them together.
I mean, he would absolutely ruin her too. She'd be pissed off. Then she would have to just leave the house.
I know. I think that not immediately they need to be together. I think he needs to like have his fun, get these first few reality TV years out from under him, and then go be, th then I think he can settle down. But with people
I'm
like
hearing that he
Greg
doesn't even
saying,
live in New York most of the time. I'm hearing that he like lives in Miami some
he
of the
does live in
year.
Miami a lot. He's in Miami a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
But he did post a TikTok about his apartment in New York and his laundry. So he's doing laundry in New York. So.
I'm moving soon and I was looking for apartments for 2 weeks. Or not even 2 weeks, I'm sorry, 2 days I found the apartment. So it was perfect. But I know, so I said 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's beautiful. I love it. It's Fort Greene.
Oh.
But however, when I was looking, one of the listings I was looking and I was seeing a bunch of places and I was emailing, and one of the people that I emailed was, I think, Emeril,
Shut up.
one of his listings. I was like, wait a minute, Emeril?
I
Because
was
I didn't
just
even know
going to
that he
see
did. Does
it.
he? Did he disclose that he does real estate on
I
the?
have no idea, but it makes
Well,
sense.
we don't
The
know.
shoe
What does he do
fits.
besides hunching?
That girl, come on.
Come on now,
Like,
he's
does he have
hobbies.
time to work? Jesus.
Seriously. What else is going on? I made a couple lists of things. Okay, so
Ooh.
a lot of things going on in the world. Just real quick from a bird's eye view, Jasmine Crockett lover called Governor Abbott Hot Wheels. I'm not even mad. Whatever. Whatever. Do whatever. Okay. Anyways, we are disclosing war plans over signal chat.
Oh my God, I can't get enough of it. It blows my mind. Like, every time I think about it, I have to recenter myself and say like that, oh, this is real. This is real. This is not. And I watch a lot of TV and a lot of procedures. I'm like, that was not a plot line on Tracker. That was what happened in the
And
government.
every day it unfolds, it gets stupider and stupider. Yesterday, Donald Trump was quoted as talking about it, and he said something like, he said he doesn't know what signal chat is. We realize this when he's talking because he keeps going, yes, I understand that someone was added to a call and there was a bad signal or something like that. I'm like, no, babe, it wasn't a call and it wasn't about us. It's, we are
I
gonna
hate it
die. But
here. Yeah.
yeah. But can you believe that they were gonna ban TikTok? Because of national security, but
And here we are.
so
Can we
now I
also
don't even
talk
give a
about
time.
the emojis after they did the bomb
Oh,
and the
yeah. Oh,
congratulations?
yeah.
I was like, this is
Fist bump.
sick.
Insane.
American flag, fire, hot, I'm like, this is I we literally are in an alternate universe that I don't want to be a part of anymore. I want to log off.
Yeah, I know. It's so that happened. But
Right.
also, in a crazier news, well, this is more actually going to affect Lisa Barlow. Sundance is affect Sundance is apparently moving. Did you know this? Yeah,
Yes. And
after
I said,
40
I
years, they're
think
moving to
they're.
Boulder, Colorado. I think it's because it's a red state versus blue state thing. I don't know. Maybe. That's what I
Oh,
don't know.
that
Well,
makes
I think that
sense.
it's easy. I think it's some it worked out that it's easier for them. I think it might be a
Yeah.
cheaper move or something, but I don't know. It
I
is like
also am
an
like,
artist kind of.
huh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't
I think
know.
the thing that I'm happy about is they're filming now, right? And I
Oh
feel like
yeah.
her getting this news, I can't wait to see.
It needs to be like whenever like Kyle or Mauricio has something and then
Oh
they get all the
God.
women on their phones or like,
And it's
oh
like,
my.
you see the headlines
You remember
pop
when like
up?
Robin Dixon was eating watermelon when she was reading about what was she reading about? What
I
happened?
can't right
Ashley.
remember. Oh my God.
Oh, it
Oh,
was
it was
Michael
Ashley.
Darby. Michael Darby getting sued.
It I need that to happen. That because the first person I thought of was Lisa Barlow.
Yeah.
No artists, no filmmakers, no actors, no writers. I said, oh, what is Lisa doing?
They should be governing. There should be like a federal mandate that they have to have cameras up year round in Salt Lake City.
That show,
They should just be forced to film.
it
Pay them
is
whatever you
pay them
need.
whatever, but that need they need to have summer house cameras all over Salt Lake. Like
Absolutely.
between Housewives of SLC and Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, there's no shortage of anything I would want to see there.
Yeah.
Just have a live feed. Katy Perry it. Do the witness house, but Salt Lake City.
Love that. I was gonna say something else about Lisa Barlow. It'll come back to me. I'm excited that White Lotus is kind of wrapping up soon, even though it's a little
I
bit
don't
boring this
watch
season, but
it.
I'm oh, you don't watch it? See, you're
No.
good. Don't yeah, don't
I
even.
hear so many. I was just having this conversation. There's no one who watches this season of White Lotus I've spoken to that has like a, oh, it's a, it's fine. It's either people hate it or they love it. They're like, anyone who doesn't
I
like
don't
it
know. I'm
doesn't
kind of
understand
in the
that this is the best
middle. I
season.
mean, I'm watching
Okay.
it, but it's definitely not the best. It's definitely not the best.
Okay.
However, it's just the online theories. Are y'all, I need this to end because y'all are
Got
getting
it.
really cuckoo, and y'all are like the monkey grabbed the gun, and he's the one shooting. I'm like, okay, y'all.
True, literally have lost the plot.
Yeah, for everything. That's
Okay.
all going on in the world, but I think right now what is going on that we should be talking about is Garcelle's leaving Beverly Hills.
Yes.
I feel like
Yes.
we might be on opposite ends of how we feel about this. I,
I
for
know.
one, yeah,
You're happy.
because I've talked about this before. I've said,
Yes.
well, I've been saying she just got to go. I'm not like a hater of Garcelle. I feel like she course corrects a lot, and I think she's very aware of her brand going in, and I think that she follows the online fervor about like the way
Yeah.
people want her to perform. I feel like she's really like aware of that. She's a very intelligent woman, right? I don't have a lot of issues with her, but I just don't think that she's. I think in the middle she kind of gave more when she was
Yeah,
starting to
yeah.
become friends with Sutton, but I think she's kind of just been phoning it in.
I feel that, but I here's my thing. I
Yeah.
think that she, like, especially when it comes to people like Erica coming from her, yes, Erica had the lawsuit, all of that, da da da. Whatever, like that, and has had a lot of her life on the show. I think Garcelle does exactly what everyone else did, but it isn't doesn't seem as heightened in comparison because, like, she wasn't married, so didn't have like a big
Yeah.
divorce. Her kids are, we had the whole Oliver of it all. She talked about his issues this season, like when he was younger. We
Yeah.
had her, thanks to her, we had Oliver and Raquel on Vanderpump Rules, like things like that, that she's given us more. And I think she course corrects less than anyone else because even Rinna was on this like
Interesting. Okay.
podcast basically being like, I would have stayed on the show even if the women hated me, but it was the fans who hated me
Oh,
so
I
much. So I
listened to
was
this
like,
yesterday when I was painting my new apartment. I was painting the
Oh.
walls, and I just put on that podcast, and I had it on in the background. It's Therapist,
I
right?
think so. Yeah.
Yeah,
And I'm like, I
yeah.
think that she, Garcelle, was more. She doubled down on things even after people were like, oh, Dorit, she. Is calling Dorit, saying she's acting racist and she's not, and still continues to say the same thing. So I'm like, there's
Yeah.
nothing I think that they could say to her. I just think her storylines weren't as heightened as people would want them to be. And especially regarding the house, here's the thing. People who are mad that
In
Garcelle,
Bakersfield?
like, And the one in
That's what they
Malibu,
said. That's what they
the one
said
in
it was. I
Malibu,
don't know.
I said,
Is
y'all
it
are mad that she built, bought, tore down, and built a whole house on her own. And that's not good enough. But Erica Jayne getting 3 rooms in her rental decorated by Martin Lawrence Billard, who was
Is that a
far
rental or
above
did
the
she buy
pay.
it? She rents,
It's a
right?
rental.
Okay, yeah.
So
It's
her
about,
paying
yeah,
money
it's like.
to completely retrofit a rental is,
It's
that is Vanderpump Rules the Valley mess. Like we've lost the plot there, because you're also paying someone who is an Architectural Digest mainstay de designer to
Yeah.
decorate your rental.
Tall.
What are you
Yeah.
doing?
Yeah.
So,
It looked like shit at the end. No, I get it. I get what you're
yeah.
saying. I think for Garcelle, I think a lot of it, I think that the lore around Garcelle, before she was ever on the show, they came in with like kind of the punchline for her whole, because you know, everyone's kind of like got a story that they come in with, and her story was that her husband cheated on her, ex-husband, and she blasted him in a
With
email to
the
all of his
email,
work colleagues. And I thought, I wanted to see that Garcelle. I wanted her to even talk about it. Like, I thought that would have been really interesting because he was a Hollywood agent going into the show. I guess I've always been disappointed that they didn't like lean into that messy Garcelle. Like, that's the Garcelle that would have been.
Good, but here's like, and I'm like, why are we wanting that? Bose doesn't ha isn't like, we're not telling
Yeah,
everyone else
no.
to lean into the messiness.
Oh, I
Like
mean, I'm not
when
happy with Bose's
anyone,
trajectory on the show either. I mean, I like Bose. I think she's interesting, but it's like,
it's like usually, and I think they during that time especially, it's like we wanted more fun, because I think when Garcelle was added, that was the height of a lot of heavy housewife stuff, where it became like Dateline The Real Housewives. So it's like we don't need. I think people are addicted to scandal more than what
For
the
sure.
show originally was set up to be. So I'm like, have people like that that are just vibing and are good TV, and at the end of the day, have more money than anyone watching. So let's just be happy with what we've got.
I think it's time for definitely some kind of like soft reboot where they do
Yes.
half and half, like a
Like they did
Ralph Wizard of
with
Atlanta.
Atlanta, which I'm loving.
We're gonna
I'm
get
like,
into it.
that I wouldn't mind.
Before we veer over there, Jennifer Tilly is kind of a disappointment. I like Jennifer Tilly. Like she's, I have no problem with her being in the room. I like her voice. I like her lore. I like her like
Like the yes.
the whole thing, but it just doesn't translate on the show.
I agree, and I think
It's
it's
kind of a flop.
partially like because she's so rich, and like
Yeah.
she is almost, in an
Too
odd
rich.
way, too rich and too similar to Kathy Hilton. It's like these are two extremely rich women who are friends of, who are both very quirky in their own ways, and have Jennifer Tilly has a little bit more of a connection with reality. But I think that like they have just
And not a propensity to
lifestyled.
using propensity to using racial slurs.
Exactly. So I'm like, I think if LV, I honestly think if LVP were still on the show, they would fit in better, because in reality, these women are, like I said, they're all very rich, but they're in the, like, when you look at the LA landscape, it's like they don't have LVP, Kathy Hilton, or Jennifer Tilly money. So it's almost like a disconnect, because the way even Erica talks about all of Jennifer's like designer things, like she's seen the inside of the Vatican. It's just, I think, a b access barrier.
I think the key is I think it's time to give Kyle a little bit of a timeout, and I think LVP should step back in.
I would love that, especially with the new Vanderpump coming. Like, give us something
And
to get excited for that.
I know you're a huge Vanderpump person. I've never really
Yes.
been, but I might check out The Valley. I
It's the
might.
Valley is so good.
I'm gonna
It's
have to
so
try because
good.
it looks that trailer looked, and I'm not even watching the show.
I
I might
mean,
have
and
to
the
watch
new
it.
people on the Valley are really what made it great, this the first season and
They're
this
really messy,
upcoming
huh? They
season.
really give it
Oh
up.
my God. They are great. And it does what Vanderpump did well. It's like they all actually knew each other, and in a tangible way that you can even scroll through Instagram and be like, oh, they were hanging out with them when they actually worked at Sir, and this is just
Yeah,
where
the
they all ended
natural
up.
progression.
I need, okay, and especially this season, just to see whatever happens with Jax and Brittany, because Jax talking about Brittany the other day to like Us Weekly or something. Did you see that clip?
Where no, see, I don't follow these like, two.
I don't follow them, but it came up and he was like, I would never talk bad about Brittany, but you know, it takes two to argue. And like, if I was so bad, why did she ask me to have another baby? Or why did she want to have sex with me? Like but I would never say anything bad about her. It's like, that's what we're dealing with.
Yes. So I cannot believe you. Ladies, really be careful about who you have kids with, because you will be stuck with this man for the rest of your life, co-parenting with this fucking...
It is a nightmare.
A nightmare. Hellish. I'm going to have to watch it, though. Now I'm going
to
be...
You have to.
Speaking of being stuck with men for the rest of... Well, for the foreseeable future, Teresa and her husband, Louis, apparently owe over $3 million in back taxes or something.
Oh, God.
Listen, I don't like to get into people's business like that, but according to records, they're facing a tax lien. Listen, Teresa, I told Instagram this the other day. I said, just let this lady lose and stop fucking fighting for her, because she don't want to fucking listen. They all tried to tell her. And you know what? She's too proud to ever go back to her brother and make good with that side of the family. So I don't know what to do at this point. Just let her be.
It's like she won't listen.
She won't.
Oh, God.
Now they're probably going to put that house up for sale.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
Louis Jr. could come live with me, though.
So scary and crazy that like the cycle of her life. It's sad.
Loser bitch central. Like, I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it.
It's like, what more
like,
can you do?
I can't. You don't. Low IQ, low EQ. I just don't. What are we doing? You don't know how to balance a checkbook. You just like, what is it? I use Rocket Money. This
know,
isn't like, even a sponsored Rocket Money bit. Just yeah, like,
we
put
all
it
have
on
access.
The damn phone.
We all have access to it. Yeah. And I think it doesn't even have a subscription fee. It's like a sliding scale. You can get in easy. Get in easy. You know,
whatever. Anyways, go with God, y'all. Yeah. Or do whatever. I don't fucking care. Well, I wish they would figure out the casting for this new season and be done. Obviously, Teresa can't be on a show anymore because she don't play nice with people. And if she don't have the money, then I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe this is a good way to have her get a forced break for her. And then if, because she'll do anything to get back on TV. So she'll probably go grovel if in a season she sees that like, oh.
And I'm,
they can do well without me. I want to be back.
I'm in the minority. I like the Gorgas. I'm sorry, so sue me.
Yeah, they're fine.
I like Melissa. She's fine.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
I like them. That is true. And possibly black.
Possibly black. Very much so. You real recognize real. It's like, like she got a little something in a real quick, let's talk about Tamra.
Okay.
And then I want to bounce over to the B side, so we could talk about our list. I want to get all into Real Housewives of Atlanta because I have many thoughts. I'm sure you do too. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm loving it.
And yeah, but Tamra apparently walked off set. They were filming their girls' trip in like New Orleans. Love that idea for them, by the way.
Take
a hardened alcoholic to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Oh, I mean, please be serious. Like, Shannon, like, that is so fucking, this show is so evil.
Oh,
like,
God.
It is, I love the new OC because they just like push, they're like, what can we do this season to really put Shannon through the fucking ringer? Like, let's bring on her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend.
Oh, God.
This season it's like, okay, so you're recovering alcohol.
Take you into the belly of the beast.
Or does she say she's an alcoholic? No, she says she doesn't.
Who knows?
Someone ain't doing the math right. Mm-mm. I don't want to die. Look at me diagnosing people. I don't know. As long as she ain't driving, I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
Just don't. We didn't drive there, did we?
No. Okay. You're crazy.
Like, yeah, I'm crazy, but she the one who drove into her fucking neighbor's house, and I'm the crazy one. How many months down is Karen Huger? How many more to go? We got what? 10 more to go?
I think she went in February.
No
for January.
Wig. No wig.
No wig. They need to get some cameras on her. Like, they've been finding a way to get on Jen Shah.
Don't
and,
do that to my mother.
What's her face? I just need to see.
Filming Karen without the wig on in a correctional facility, in a county jail. Not even a high security, like a county jail.
Yeah.
That's anti-black. That's anti-black. Don't put it. People were posting that video of her with the wig slipping back in the thing. I
I
was like, that's
can't.
anti-black. Don't share
I
that.
can't. I
Don't
mean,
do this to my mother. I was blocking people.
yeah,
I was
because
like,
I only watched that video, those videos once. I said, I'm doing it once because for journalism, and I'm done. I'm
journalism,
done.
because I'm a journalist.
Yep, that's
Like
simply it was for work.
when Portia was on that reunion, she's like, "Well,
Oh,
I am
God.
on Dish Nation because I'm a journalist." Cannot.
I love her.
We're talking about, sorry, Tamra walked off the show because Gretchen's on MAGA
Yeah.
Barbie, Facetune Hottie.
Oh, God.
But then I guess Tamra came back. Listen,
Which is very
I am
good.
also in the minority. I appreciate Tamra. I think that she
Yeah.
makes that show. You need her. She's a necessary ingredient.
And I think that's like a healthy mindset to have because, like, there are some people who you may not love, you don't like, but it's like they're a good character. They're a good character that add value to this very specific ecosystem. And
And she has lore. She has like
yeah.
she has a history with literate, like, I mean, bringing Gretchen back. Imagine, I already see it now, the
Oh
black and
God, the
white
flashback.
flashbacks to Naked Wasted. We're gonna see all of that. We're gonna see Bass Lake.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be amazing. So
Man.
I'm pleased. Gina's still there though.
Oh, fun.
Lock her up and then put Karen outside. Like, actually,
Swap
swap them. No,
them.
Karen needs to
Karen
stay
has the
in there.
server time at
Karen needs to
POC.
cook for a little bit. She's not ready. Don't let her out yet. So Tamara's back, but how do we feel about it? We feel good. Yeah,
I feel
respect
good.
your
I think
villains.
it's good because I'm like, it making a big show of it, especially during filming and then coming back, is like, that's what you want. That's
Now we're
what
gonna
you
want
want.
to
You want the
watch.
theatrics, so you want to know like what led to that, then what led to the come. Like, it just makes it even more entertaining.
Yes. Love Hotel is coming out. I guess it's like
Yes.
that really I mean, we knew more about this when it was
When it
just
was in
being wrapped.
production, like every I know. Oh, Lord.
Everything I learned about this production was against my own will. Joel Kim
But I'm
Booster went off
excited.
online.
I
He said that
know.
Shannon needed to suffer.
That was a wild time.
I don't care how much I hate Shannon, you will never get me out of character enough to lose my Bravo bag. What are we doing?
compromise the check.
I
Like,
know. Just I would suck it up and just be like, yes, Shannon.
yeah,
Yeah, there's no way.
I'm very excited for that. The trailer actually looked really good,
Yeah, I'll watch it.
but I think I need to see it. I'm eager to see Ashley and Giselle interact with Luann and Shannon. That
Shannon,
is
of course,
just
it's
what
the
I
thing was
need.
all about Shannon. It's
Yeah.
all about Shannon having breakdowns again.
Which
Did
that's
you
TV.
know that Bryn Whitfield on her new podcast, I didn't listen to it, but I just saw excerpts online, people. She said that she was originally supposed to be on the show. They had like reached out to her. I guess that she said that she had been asked. It seems like maybe they
Huh.
replaced her with it seems like Luann maybe would have been the person that they kind of slipped in. But Bryn would have been an interesting.
I'm fine without her there.
I'm fine without her, but I mean, I think back then, before I don't even know what you name that
I think she,
situation
I don't
that
think she would
happened.
have been because it was part of like in grit, like that show wasn't, it was more to be sort of like a girls trip type thing, like bringing together like legacy people rather than more new blood, as I recall. So I don't know if that fully
Who's
would
another
be the
single?
truth.
Alexia could have been interesting, but I think she just
Yeah,
finalized
she
her
did.
divorce.
But she still is with Todd.
But you can still fuck.
Yeah.
Still fuck, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
come on now, it's
ask
just
him roll. We
paperwork.
know. Yep. I think, yeah, I'm like, there would have been a lot of like I could see a next season. Let's have like Dorit. Let's have,
Yes, yeah, that would be.
you know, things like that. That's what I want to see. Let's have Portia.
You
Let's
need a hot
have
girl on there. You need a hot girl.
Like there I see this going for a while, and I actually think they may be able to find success in it.
We will see. It's coming out
Yeah.
in May, so May,
Right.
April,
Nice
May,
little
yeah.
summer show.
So we're gonna go over to the B side. We're gonna talk more about Portia because there's many thoughts over here. Tell the people again about the podcast where they
Yes.
can, or that's radio. It's well, it's
Yeah.
SiriusXM. Yeah, so
It is.
it's
So
not a
it's
podcast.
sort of twofold. It's a radio show live daily on Radio Andy, channel 102, SiriusXM
I
at
call everything
9 a.m.
a podcast these days
Eastern.
now.
I know, everyone. At
Yeah.
9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. And then once a month, it is a podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, the first Monday of the month, we have a special free episode that you can get on Spotify, Apple. I don't know, wherever else, truly wherever you get your podcast. And then you can follow us at Smith Sisters Live on Instagram. And you can follow me at Mariah 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 on Instagram.
It's good stuff, guys. Do it. Go over to patreon.com/theblist to subscribe to this and the other bonus episodes. We're going to go to the B side. We are going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. Shamia Supremacy.
Ooh, get rise up.
Rise up. She needs a fan base name.
I know. That is a truth. Yeah.
We'll come up with it.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.